Something wicked is coming this way, and only fools are ignoring the signs. So it's time you became a financial prepper like thousands of others. Gold can travel anywhere. It's international. It's its own currency. Allocate to gold now, the timeless safe haven asset. Open an IRA with Noble Gold Investments to physically hold coins and bars, and let real, tangible gold, not just paper, save your portfolio as the economy burns again. Right now, Noble Gold Investments offers a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA. Just use the promo code GOLD to claim your free coin and secure your family's financial future. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
I hear all that creaking.
Sorry.
Greetings and salutations, loyal viewers who have come out for the stream. I am so excited to be doing this with my very special guest, Alf Benny, of the most amazing of all time, TYT Mashups. And the reason we're doing this live stream is because it's very close to Thanksgiving. We're both clearly going to make a video about what's going on here. Alf will do one of the mashups because there's so many clips. And it's breaking news, and I know you guys would like this reaction. So as a Thanksgiving gift from me to you, I shall be doing this with Alf. So what's up, Alf? How are you doing?
What's up? What's up, guys? Thanks for having me on. I'm sure this is going to be hilarious. I can't wait to get into it.
Well, you know what's great? I haven't seen the whole thing, like the whole meltdown that we're going to watch.
I seen a clip that somebody posted online. I think it was Dame Pesos posted it, actually, right? And Cenk actually responded to it. I don't know if you saw that, but
yeah, no, I did see that. It was amazing.
But yeah, that's all I've seen is that little clip.
Yeah. And, like, you know, it's interesting because as more information comes out, it turns out that we probably didn't know as much as we thought we knew about this case. So it's going to look even worse in terms of the context because Cenk is trying to cast blame on his political opponents. But It looks like that this guy's at least identifying as a non-binary. So who knows how it's
going
to go.
Yeah, who knows what's going on there. I saw you posted something from, was it Daily Mail, about the dad being a porn star. I don't know how true that is, though. Daily Mail's like not really super reliable, so who knows?
But I know it's not necessarily true. His name is like Dick Delaware,
yes. The dad. Which is great. Fantastic name.
And I went to look up like that username, and the first video was the one that was there. And in the title, it was about eating the booty. So, you know, there's that. But yeah, this is going to be amazing in every possible way. Thank you guys so much for joining us for this.
Yeah, thanks everyone for coming.
What happened?
I was saying, yeah, thanks everybody for coming.
Be sure to subscribe to Alf's channel. He's right at the top of the description. Oh, thank you. He does amazing TYT mashups.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, like let's bring this thing
get
up.
Get in on it.
Uh-oh. I'm going to give you an honorary black card for being on CPT, LOL. Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving, man. I don't know what CPT is.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Hmm. I don't know.
Yep.
All right. You guys ready? So, by the way, they first started talking about the hero of the event. That's like the beginning of this like live thing. And yes, this is from their website. Yes, I am a paid member of the Young Turks.
Oh, is CPT Central Pacific Time? Because you're not on Central Pacific Time. Well, there is no Central Pacific Time. Never mind. I'm freaking out. Colored people time? Because people are saying colored people time. And I'm like, is that a time zone?
Oh, because like, I was like, yeah, colored people time. I guess.
Oh, okay. That was, I guess that was a little bit both of our faults, but I needed a little extra time too.
All right, you guys ready? Press one in the chat if you're ready.
Press two if you want us to delay longer and be on more CPT.
Well, more people will come in to see the start of it because a lot of people are going to come in and be like, oh, I missed the beginning. Mm-hmm. But don't worry, it ramps up. All right, let me just do one quick thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I am ready to play this.
On Twitter, I don't think we have to tolerate pedophiles because some a-hole shot up a gay bar. Frankly, a lot of people trying to convince us we need to tolerate pedophiles seem to be happy to use any excuse to silence our opposition.
I'm sure he had that take when it came to getting Roy Moore elected in the Senate in Alabama.
No, they, right? Look, they, the right wing loves pedophiles.
They love it.
And I'll explain that in a second.
Okay.
The right wing loves pedophiles.
So already we have like a what about this kind of situation. And they bring up Roy Moore, who lost the Senate race. And I think Roy Moore actually won a lawsuit like related to the allegations against him. Can somebody tell me in the chat if that's the case?
Mm-hmm.
Alf, do you remember that? Or you were following the Alabama Senate race?
No, I had no idea.
By the way, somebody's like that TYT had a fan that deleted cops. Gavin Long was a TYT watcher, and he made positive reaction videos to them, and he was encouraged to do the Baton Rouge shooting. And by the way, one of the cops was actually injured, had brain damage, and he recently died years later. Like, and his life in his last few years was described as a living death. So, yeah, you should always keep that in mind, that TYT directly inspired one of these guys.
Yeah, never forget hashtag Gavin Long.
But here we go.
So then Tim Pool responds, because there's no end to the depravity of right-wing media. He says, we shouldn't tolerate pedophiles grooming kids. Club Q had a grooming event.
How is it a grooming event? It's a drag show at a mind your own goddamn business.
Anna didn't want to finish that.
Hold on. Yeah, that's two different arguments she just made there. Cut off one and went to a totally worse argument, actually. Oh. It's funny.
Yeah, no, it was. Yeah, so first of all, in the wake of an event like this, bringing up whatever event that was happening at the gay bar is a terrible tactic. It's horrible. It's not a good thing or anything like that. That being said, I've heard people say it was like a drag brunch or something like that. But also, given the context that this person is identifying in court documents as a non-binary, likely, as of right now, he had a grievance related to the gay bar, and they just so happened to be having this event. So TYT, just so you know, are connecting dots that don't need to be connected in order to smear their opponents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it could totally be not related at all. And they think it is. But they're instantly thinking it's like a right-wing person, right, who hates LGBT. It's an LGBT attack, but it's like it might not even be related to any of that, right? It could be the person, like you said, has a grievance with the club itself.
True.
Yeah. Who knows? We still really don't know what the reasoning is for all this.
Also, you could already see Anna angry. And I like the little Chiron. Tim Pool's homophobia reveals right-wing hypocrisy.
Even though Tim's not even really right-wing, right? But Tim Pool is, well, even in the end, even if you do consider Tim Pool right-wing, it doesn't mean he's like the spokesperson for all of the right-wing. So that's weird. Even people on the right will sometimes tell Tim Pool to shut up, you know?
Somebody's saying that there's no manifesto. Yeah, there is no manifesto as of right now that I know of.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a weird court filing where he wanted to change his name something like 6 years ago. There's issues with Encyclopedia Dramatica that like some reporter happened to dig up. And there's him identifying as non-binary in court documents. Now, normally I would be super questionable about that. I would say, you know, he's probably trying to defeat like hate crime charges. But the thing is, you're being charged with 5 murders. So the idea that you're going to beat hate crime charges or that should be your priority doesn't make any sense. So that might be legit. It could be trolling. Who knows? Maybe he's trying to go into a woman's prison. I have no idea. But it is going to be interesting that this guy, if he goes to trial, is going to be referred to as MX, like Mix, instead of Mr.
Are you serious?
I swear, that's what's in the court filings.
Weird. I hope they televise it. It's been interesting watching some of these trials. Of these,
somebody's putting that the guy was non-binary. I'm aware.
That's the claim.
That's within his court filings.
Within the court filings, right?
Okay. I will be looking forward to this person who murdered 5 people at a gay bar when people are replying to your tweets about it, correcting your use of he, him with they, them, because that's going to be the most important. Anna.
It's pronounced gank.
There's-
yeah, Sam. What's up, Sam?
No kids there. Consenting adults can do whatever the hell they please. They don't need your goddamn permission. Oh, do we need permission from grifters now to enjoy our adult lives? Is that what we need? I need permission from Beanie Boy Tim Pool to go to a drag show? Shut up.
Beanie Boy Tim Pool. Oh my god. Said that with such like anger in her voice.
She barely could get it out. She's like Beanie Boy Tim Pool. Beanie
Boy, I love it. I actually like that. Somebody should make a Beanie Boy intro for Tim Pool.
By the way, the fact that there are no kids there, if that's true, you never know with the Young Turks. But the fact that there are no kids there, you should probably think, well, maybe this wasn't targeting a drag kids event.
I feel like that's not true. I read an article with the guy who stopped the shooter, who was a vet. He said it was his first time at a drag event, but I'm pretty sure he said that he was there with his family and one of them was a kid.
But his family, it appears, are like adults because he's like in his 40s, and he's talking about his daughter there with her boyfriend. So they're at least
teenagers.
Maybe at least teenagers and all that. Yeah. Okay. So you know, I don't know.
They were younger, but you're right. Now that you put it in that way, it makes sense that maybe they are a little older.
Like I've had
saying his kids. He's saying that like they're just his offspring. They're not saying they're literally kids. Like.
Does anybody in the chat know the actual time that this occurred? Because at first I heard it was Saturday night. Then I heard it was like a brunch. So during the day. So can somebody, you know, just let me know?
Yeah, I think it was a brunch. I think you're right about that. Somebody sent me the ad for it. It did say all ages on it, but that doesn't mean that people actually brought children there, but. Either way, it doesn't justify
shooting up a place. Well, if you think kids are being exploited at a certain place, bringing a firearm and firing off shots is
That doesn't make it any better. You're going to kill those poor kids.
Or traumatize them more than whatever you think is going on there.
True.
But also, they could have been showing you an event for a kid-related thing or an all-ages thing, like a flyer for it, and then the shooting happened at a different time.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's true.
Yeah, Chris is saying that the person showed up at 11:57 p.m. and was arrested at 12:02.
You're right. Correct.
Okay. So they probably just dug up something about a brunch.
Sit down, Tim. How about that? Always involved in everyone's personal life and personal business. Didn't say a peep when it came to Roy Moore fondling 13-year-old girls and molesting them. Not a peep. Because it's all about political power. It's all about getting your guys elected into Congress. And don't give me any of that garbage about how, no, I'm not on the right. I'm not on the right. Oh, I just spew right-wing propaganda all day and all night. I'm not on the right.
Did Tim defend Roy Moore? I don't feel like he did that.
Yeah, I didn't know about that. I don't know anything about that.
Somebody's asking who Roy Moore is. Roy Moore is a guy who ran for Senate in Alabama. And they said that he had relationships with girls around age 16 when he was in his 20s or something.
I think
one of them got as low as age 14. And they used as evidence his yearbook. But I'm pretty sure Roy Moore ended up suing like a newspaper or something. And I think he ended up winning.
And showing that it wasn't true. Allegedly.
Clinton says that Roy Moore rode a horse to go vote.
It's like Roy Rogers or something.
And people are saying that Tim Pool attacked Roy Moore multiple times.
Yeah, it's probably not true.
debating sit down. That. I'm not debating that. He's a monstrous right winger. He's a terrible, terrible person.
Monstrous.
Yeah, he's, oh, yeah, look, I'm jaywalking, I'm progressive. But, you know, I think we should, like, all gay people are pedophiles and groomers, and we should all attack them and just do all these horrible things.
We should all attack them. Oh, my God. Whoa. Taking it a bit farther. Oh, my God. This is like when he said when Kyle Rittenhouse went there, was said he went there to shoot black people.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like that. Oh, my God.
Somebody says Tim looks better than Anna. Fact check false. Hey, Sean and Alfie, good morning from the left coast.
Morning, Stefan. What's up, Steve?
Thank you. Thank you, Steven. But yeah, no, Jank is already going off. And by the way, I've actually pulled up this video last night in order to find that clip that Dame Pesos put in. We're in for a long buildup. Like, I haven't seen the whole thing, but this is really early for Jank to be raging out. So right, stay tuned.
He's going to flip out even more, right?
Oh, for
sure. It's a climax. You gotta wait for it.
We're only 1 minute in, and it's taken us 20 minutes.
So we can goad our lunatic audience. And yes, Tim Pool, Matt Walsh, Tucker Carlson, you all have lunatics in your audience and you weaponize them and you know it. I mean, look at him. I'll finish the tweet to be fair. How do we prevent the violence and stop the grooming? He says, oh, in other words, well, I didn't quite like the way he murdered all those people, but hey, I really like the fact that he attacked these people that I'm calling groomers based on nothing. I mean, he said in Club Q, had a grooming event. It's not a goddamn grooming event, you monster. Okay, so what is a drag queen? A drag
queen. Like Club Goo. You gotta go back at these.
He's a Club Goo.
He was so excited he fumbled his word. It sounded like he said Club Goo.
Gotta go back.
You know, I think we should, like, all gay people are pedophiles and groomers, and we should all attack them and just do all these horrible things so we can goad our lunatic audience. And yes, Tim Pool, Matt Walsh, Tucker Carlson, you all have lunatics in your audience, and you weaponize them, and you know it. I mean, look at him. I'll finish the tweet to be fair. How do we prevent the violence and stop the grooming? He says, oh. In other words, well, I didn't quite like the way he murdered all those people, but hey, I really like the fact that he attacked these people that I'm calling groomers based on nothing. I mean, he said it. Club Q had a grooming event. Club Q.
Club Q. That's great.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to have
Club Q. Everybody watch out for Club Q.
Club Q.
Oh my God!
Goo is like another way to say semen, like man goo.
Yeah, exactly. club goo. Oh my club God, Jank! Stop with the internalized homophobia.
Jank, God, you're so homophobic. Stop it.
Now for lunatics in the audience, obviously Gavin McGinnis. I'm sorry, not Gavin McGinnis. Although I'm sure he has lunatics in his audience. I meant to say Gavin Long, the other Gavin, the much worse Gavin. I love Gavin McGinnis, guys. I didn't mean it. Gavin Long, lunatics in the audience. Jank directly inspired him by reporting cop stories falsely. Jank was thinking of Goop. Oh, my God.
He said, it's not a goddamn grooming event, you monster. Okay, so what is a drag queen? A drag queen is someone who dresses in a way you don't like. Are you insane? Are you insane? What?
Damn, he's amped up. Club Goo t-shirts, so we might need to do that.
A drag queen is somebody who dresses in a way you don't like. That's what it is. Are you insane? Now, I mean, I hate to do the whataboutism, but I love to do the whataboutism. How many people did we see get attacked because they were wearing Trump hats? How many times did the Young Turks make excuses for that?
Yeah.
I mean, the Young Turks covered the Covington story, which was about people assuming that the 16-year-old was a bad person because he was wearing a Trump hat and smiling in an awkward situation where a guy was banging a drum in front of his face.
Mm-hmm. I mean, let's not forget cops either. I mean, they kind of have a uniform and they dress in a way they don't like.
And also, like, by the way, like, drag is most of the time, as I said in my modern day debates thing, an adult performance, which is fine.
Yeah, most of the time.
For adults.
Yeah.
Like, this weird thing that we have to make every... We have to make things for adults for children. Like, I don't even understand why most people in the LGBT community would want that. I understand wanting kids to accept, like, them and not be, like, bullying other kids if they turn out to be gays or whatever. But I don't get why you would want kids in, like, an adult gay bar going to these events. Like, you know, and it kind of, like, if you believe it's an art, it kind of degrades the art. Because the whole point of drag is to be outrageous. And if you compare, like, drag queens, who are some of the most un-PC people humanly imaginable, versus, like, the woke left that's promoting this culture now, it's like, these things don't even mesh. Oh my god, I just saw this. I just saw it. I'm gonna read the super chats after, but like, Jenks, Jenks' coffee mug is filled with garlic butter and he stirs it in gated stirs in gated Romano cheese like sugar. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I think you're trying to say Jenk, like Jenk has high cholesterol. Somebody's like, we got to get them away from the goomers. Somebody just put almost 350 likes. There are 2,000 people watching this. I should have at least 500 likes. Let's go.
Yeah, let's do it. Goomers.
Why do you care how they dress? Why do you care?
Why do you care? Why do you care? Not why do you care.
He's going to blow out his vocal cords again. Remember last time he did that.
I hope Jenk does that thing where he screams so loud he breaks his microphone.
Yeah, that's happened before too. He's done that. He's blown his voice, and then like you could tell in the next couple videos, he's like he can't yell anymore. His voice is going up.
Why you care? Why you care, Tim? Why you care? I think this is where the beanie thing comes from. They're like, Tim doesn't like how people dress. Let's make fun of Tim.
The beanie boy. Here. Yeah.
Anybody wears a beanie is a pedophile. Maybe we don't like the way you goddamn dress with your stupid dumb beanie.
With your stupid dumb beanie. It's funny. It's like, how redundant is it to say stupid and dumb? It's like crazy redundant. Not only is your beanie stupid, but it's also dumb. Like, <what? laughs> Thanks, Jake.
Oh my god. Okay. I gotta play that one more time.
What are you hiding under that beanie? Dress. Why do you care? It has nothing to do with kids.
You should go.
Maybe we don't like the way you goddamn dress with your stupid dumb beanie. Okay.
Ridiculous, man. He's like a cartoon character.
Like, if you just pull back for a second and you think about the premise of this video, the premise of this video is Tim Pool inspired a terrorist, and Jenk's response to this is, I don't like your stupid beanie. You stupid dumb beanie.
It's a great response. You don't like drag queens in front of kids? Well, I don't like your beanie. It's stupid. And it's also dumb.
Oh my god. Oh, Jesus.
So ridiculous.
Okay. So what is it? Oh, should we call you groomer, pedophile? And they say, oh, I know somebody should do something to stop Tim Pool. He's wearing a beanie. He's a monster. He probably molests little kids because of his stupid beanie.
Oh my god, he said he did say anybody who wears a beanie is a pedophile. I predicted that a little earlier.
Oh no.
My god. I was doing a character and that came true. Wow.
Oh no.
Because you're stupid beanie. Oh my god. He's amazing.
Should we say somebody should do something? Do you think Tim actually says somebody should do something, as in that kind of call for violence? Oh, jeez. What, Jenk?
Yeah, they really flip the way he's saying things to make it sound like a call.
Listen, you could have your disagreements with Tim Pool, but come on.
I mean, I even think it's in bad taste what he tweeted about, to be honest. It's pretty bad taste.
I think there's like a time for it.
It's not
like,
saying what these people are saying.
He's like, remember when Kobe Bryant died, and that one lady was like, "Remember his assault allegations in Colorado?" Yes. Like, yeah. It's not the time for that. Like, yeah. Tim could have pulled back a little bit. Mm-hmm. Also, if you're identifying an event that doesn't actually turn out to be a bad, like, thing, like whatever that brunch thing was, because something has to somehow the brunch got brought up into this, even if it wasn't the event going on at the time of the.
I feel like it is, because that veteran guy who stopped the shooter was talking about that was his first drag event he had gone to himself. It's just whether there were minors there or not. That's what we don't know. Right. But it was a drag event that was going on.
I don't think the issue was whether or not there was like a coal miner here or there. It was whether or not there was like underage people.
Oh. Because, you know, coal miners belong in mines. They shouldn't be going to gay bars. And it should be totally illegal for them to go to gay bars because they need to be working 24/7.
Oh, my God. I got to play more. We have so much more to get through. I'm pretty sure this goes all the way up to here of him ranting about Tim Pool.
Okay, we don't do that because unlike you, we're not trying to get people killed. Unlike you, we're not monsters.
We're not trying to get people killed, but let's not mention Gavin Long. And there was someone else after Gavin Long, too. I forget whose name.
There's actually a few of them. There was a guy, an Antifa member, who shot somebody in Colorado as like a one-off. And there was also the Young Turks played defense for Michael Forrest Reinl, the guy who shot Aaron J. Danielson in Portland. Like, I covered that story multiple times on the channel.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Constantly attacking people who are gay and in the LGBTQ community. I'm sick of these right-wingers. Look at them. They're almost celebrating it. I mean,
Somebody in the chat said, how long before Sean pauses the video and Cenk is in the same pose as my profile picture from my last video. That's from my last video, so that's another video. But maybe he does the same thing again.
We'll just pull it up so people can see it.
That'd be great.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a possibility that that could happen.
In that clip, he's saying, there's only two genders! <He's
young. laughs> Oh, my God. Whew.
All right, we'll see.
Cenk's getting crazy.
Yeah, he's ramping.
Really brought goddamn pom-poms to the shooting.
Listen, if you have problems with men.
He's a monster. He probably molests little kids because of his stupid beanie. Okay, we don't do that because unlike you, we're not trying to get people killed. Unlike you, we're not monsters. Who are constantly attacking people who are gay and in the LGBTQ community. I'm sick of these right-wingers. Look at it. They're almost celebrating it. I mean, he nearly brought goddamn pom-poms to the shooting.
Listen.
Goddamn pom-poms to the shooting.
The way he said it was so weird.
I mean, the irony of this is that Cenk is basically celebrating this. Like, even though I genuinely believe he feels bad for the victims, he's using them as a prop to attack people he already didn't like without any evidence. And if this comes out, by the way, that this is like just a non-binary with a personal grievance at the bar or just a crazy person or whatever, like they're gonna drop this story. This is exactly what happened with the Pulse shooting in Orlando. That was an event where the guy was like a radical Islamist. People only, I mean, they covered it because of the high death count, because it was like horrific. But people kept saying it was an anti-gay thing, anti-gay thing, anti-gay thing. Turns out, we find out in his wife's trial that he just Googled nightclub near me or bar near me, and then he went. And reportedly, while he was there, witnesses said he asked, where are all the women at? So he didn't even know he was at a gay club. And there's one thing I always want to bring up with that story specifically is, if you remember early on, there were people within the gay community, or one person, not like people, I don't want to cast a broad blanket, that would say that they would hook up with the guy before to play into him being a closeted gay. We never heard from those people after his wife's trial. Like, that was fame-seeking, attention-seeking behavior on a tragedy. And those stories all just went away when we found out it was totally, like, nonsense. So, yeah, so they'll drop it as soon as this. And you think Jenkson apologized? No. He didn't wait for any evidence before blaming his opponents.
Look at his face. He paused
it. I know. And by the way, the idea that Tim Pool is like socially conservative is absurd. You could say he's more right wing. He's maybe more pro lower taxes now because he makes a lot of money, but he's not socially conservative. He lives in a compound with a bunch of hippies. I've been there. Trust me.
And they have orgies. No, I'm just kidding.
No comment.
If you have problems with men dressing as women or men dressing in drag, you know, first thing I would do as a right winger is I'd clean my own room. Okay. Why don't you go have a conversation with Steven Crowder, who never misses an opportunity to dress as a woman, which I have no problem with.
Why don't you clean your own room?
Steven Crowder never misses an opportunity to dress as a woman. Got it. You know, by the way, what this is? This is them saying that Steven Crowder is a closeted gay.
Yeah.
So during this whole thing about how, they never stop attacking the LGBT community or whatever, they're doing the joke being that Steven Crowder is a closeted homosexual. Like, that's the joke. That's the comedy, which only works if you think that being a closeted gay is bad. Like, this is what they can't stop. And somebody's like, she's not wrong about Crowder. Yeah, Crowder does do the drag thing. And by the way, it's not funny. Like, did you guys watch that that Dave Chappelle thing? Alf, did you ever see that Dave Chappelle thing about the dress?
Which one?
Where Dave Chappelle talks about him being on a movie and them handing him a scene where they want him to get in a dress. And
I have heard him talk about that, yeah.
Now, there's a bunch of like conspiracies about why they try to put certain actors in dresses and all that. But Dave Chappelle's like most salient point is I'm funnier than a dress. Like, I don't need to do that. It's a stupid gimmick.
It's like, yeah, it's lowbrow.
So, you know, I mean, if Steven Crowder brings me on his show, I will retract all of these statements. But I don't think the dress thing is that interesting.
But clearly he has an affinity for it. And you guys seem to think anyone who dresses in drag is somehow a groomer. So why don't you go have a conversation with your groomer buddy, Steven Crowder?
Corruption, a goomer.
We goomer at Club Goo.
At Club Goo, there were goomers.
So let's just point out that the argument isn't drag equals grooming, right? Like, that's not the argument. The argument from a lot of these conservatives, if Anna even cared, is that drag in front of kids is bringing sexualization to the kids. And when you expose children to sexualization in order to normalize it, that would be grooming. So, like, you guys can't even give, like, a basic position. So, like, they're operating under the premise, or they're trying to deliver this premise to their audience, that the current right-wing position, like the majority right-wing position, not like extreme religious right, is that everything LGBT is grooming. That's what they're trying to put forward. And it's just not true. Like, there's a reason when I covered these stories, which, by the way, before anyone else, everybody stealing my thunder, go look at when I covered Drag Queen Story Hour versus every other person who does it. I talked specifically about Drag Queen Story Hour in the public schools because I was like, you know what? Like, can we have the minimum that our taxpayer dollars aren't going to fund this?
Right, that makes sense. Or it's not like a place where, well, the parents take them there. So, you know what I mean? Like, you can't even use that argument because if it's in a public school, you know, the kids have to be there, basically.
And again, like, you know, the parents taking it there, it's a separate issue. And then you could talk about how you feel about the parents or the people who host it and all that.
Right.
But that requires a separate solution. I just think the public schools, correct. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I agree. It's a step too far, I guess.
But the right wing are disproportionately groomers and pedophiles. So let's be super clear.
I mean, let's talk about let me play that again.
Are disproportionately groomers and pedophiles. So let's be super clear. I mean, let's talk about
damn, he's getting hyped.
Oh,
where's
my God.
I'm not waiting for him to be like, where's the goddamn plane?
Look at that.
I haven't seen this bad in a long time.
If I make a video, I might use this image as a thumbnail.
Yeah.
Somebody should just like Photoshop a hot dog in his hands in this image. Like all the way across.
Or let's be super.
I like how he's like, let's be super clear, but he like says it in such a terrible way that he can barely understand him. He's like, let's be super clear.
Yeah. Yeah, he gets excited and he starts fumbling over his own words. It gets funny.
Oh, this is going to be fun.
Are disproportionately groomers and pedophiles. So let's be super clear. I mean, let's talk about what do we know about the giant cases of pedophilia in this country? Number one is Catholic priests, one of the most conservative professions in America. Right wingers, Republicans, Catholic priests. They're always constantly about, oh, yeah, a Catholic priest said that Nancy Pelosi or Joe Biden couldn't have communion. Catholic priests are the best, they say.
Oh my God. I mean, wow. He is getting crazy. I'm the best. But
God.
It's a weird thing to say, like, oh yeah, there's a lot of Catholic priests that have molested kids, therefore no one can look to any Catholic priest and be like, I like, you know, Catholicism and I listen to priests. Like what kind of, it doesn't make any sense. Regardless of the percentage numbers, it would still be a small percentage of priests, right? Like it wouldn't be a large percentage.
Have you ever seen the movie American Sniper?
No.
Oh, so American Sniper is a movie that follows like the story of Chris Kyle, and he's played by Bradley Cooper, right?
Right.
And at the end of the movie, he takes like an impossible distance shot in order to kill some terrorist that they made up for the movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, but the thing is like the reason why Chris Kyle was the American Sniper is not because he had like the best range. It's because he had like the highest recorded kill count. So it was just like the quantity of kills that he had that made him the American Sniper. So what Cenk doesn't realize, and the reason I'm bringing up this analogy, is that the thing about the Catholic Church isn't actually the number of priests that got into trouble. It's the fact that there was a big institutional cover-up that the church was involved in. Because if you look at the actual rates of molestation and all of this between religious communities, it's not, the Catholic Church is no higher than a Protestant church or Protestants overall or Baptists or Mormons or
whoever. I bet it's the numbers would be very similar to like teachers.
No, the teachers in the public schools are higher. And like there's a number of reasons for that. It doesn't mean like teachers are evil or anything like that.
No, it's just how many evil. It's just the percentages of the amount of people with closeness to children, right? Like if the more people you're gonna have close to children, the more likely that small percentage is gonna sneak in.
Yeah, and people go into professions where they could be near children in order to do these crimes. But the reasons why people are obsessed about the Catholic Church is twofold. One, they have like an aura of sanctity. So a violation of that religious sanctity sticks out more in the minds of the American people. And number two, the reason why the Catholic Church gets more hate than any other church is because the Catholic Church requires celibacy from the priests. And a lot of people try to put that as the reason why they have all of these scandals. But again, statistically, your priest is not any more dangerous than your reverend or any other religious figure. It's just people who have access to children are typically more likely to be messing with children because that's likely why that person who already has that inclination went into that profession.
It's like if you get stopped by the police more, you're more likely to have a bad situation with a police officer, right? Where it goes wrong and you get into a violent situation.
Yeah.
So I'll be right back.
Sure. So this it's just totally wrong, like what Cenk's saying. And it's a common mistake that people make. And again, you could look at the per capita rates of teachers versus public schools. I'm sorry, versus the Catholic Church. And if you want to talk about cover-ups, look at the way that the teachers' unions fight on behalf of their members in order to keep them out of jail, in order to keep their records suppressed, in order to keep them with their licenses. So the union is supposed to defend its members, including in criminal charges. So they do that, and that ends up being effectively similar to what we see in the Catholic Church. I see Daniel saying, can anyone see me? Am I blocked? No, you're not blocked. All right. I'm going to play this next part of the video.
Well, they're the worst pedophiles in the entire country.
And the Boy Scouts, by the
way. Boy Scouts. They love the Boy Scouts.
Right wing compared to the Girl Scouts.
Nests of vipers and pedophiles and groomers. Yep. Okay.
Oh, my God. Jesus. So, yeah, again, whenever you have organizations that have control over children, positions of trust, you're going to get larger abuse scandals. And I like how he says, in comparison to the Girl Scouts. First of all, conservatives like the Girl Scouts, too. One of the reasons why they don't like mixing boys and girls in the Boy Scouts is because it destroys the Girl Scouts. And the reason why the Girl Scouts have lower rates of offenses than the Boy Scouts is because the counselors are girls. And by the way, men are more likely to commit almost every crime.
Yeah, that's true, though. And that's why I'm a misandrist.
And somebody's saying that the Boy Scouts problem is, like, overstated and all that. So, you know.
That's probably true.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's, like, rampant den of vipers and all that. You know. And by the way, if somebody were to take matters into their own hands against Boy Scout leaders, you think Cenk would be apologizing for this? Mm-mm. Like, he said it. He said it's rampant. It's a den of vipers and all that. Like, he's ginning up the hysteria.
And the right wing's like, yes, I love how they molest the little kids like that. Go get them, Boy Scouts. Go get them, priests.
Go get him. Oh, my God. That's so insane. What is wrong with him? God.
Go get him. Nest of vipers and pedophiles and groomers, yep. Okay? And the right wing's like, yes, I love how they molest the little kids like that. Go get them, Boy Scouts. Go get them, priests.
Oh, God.
Tell me I'm wrong.
Jake, you're wrong.
Yeah, tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm wrong that the right wingers don't say. I love it.
You're definitely wrong, Cenk. Somebody's telling me to clip it. If you think I'm not going to clip this up and make a full response video to this, you definitely aren't paying attention to what I do for a living.
Tons of stuff coming out with this.
Yeah, no, sure. people are writing in the chat, by the way, that he's doing Alex Jones stuff. 100%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've always called them the Alex Jones of the left. I've called them that for a long time.
Remember when Anna was calling Alex Jones fat when he was standing right next to Cenk and they're almost the same size?
Get off the stage, you fat fuck. That was so funny.
I'm going to play this one more time.
And the right wing's like, yes, I love how they molest the little kids like that. Go get them, Boy Scouts. Go get them, priests. Tell me I'm wrong. You guys love the Boy Scouts and Catholic Christians. You never criticize them. Well, okay, Jeffrey Epstein.
You guys love them. Never criticize them. First of all, a bunch of prominent Christian conservatives are not Catholic, and they don't like the Catholic Church.
Right.
Like, Ben Carson is a Seventh-day Adventist. Like, I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but they're a Christian church that observes the Sabbath on Saturday because they think that the Catholic Church perpetrated a hoax on behalf of the devil to move the Sabbath to condemn people to hell.
Well,
like, you think Ben Carson is like, I love the Catholic Church.
I did not know that. That's crazy.
Yeah, so it's crazy. We're going to get to Epstein.
Donald Trump says he's a great friend of mine. He said, I know he likes them young. He said, I know he likes them young.
He said it. Yep.
And he wished Ghislaine Maxwell well twice after she was arrested. The biggest groomer in American history. And as president from the podium, he was like, oh, I wish her well.
Yeah.
And Tim Pool, did you say, hey, no.
I mean, Tim Pool might have said something about that.
I mean, he might have.
I bet he probably did.
Yeah, so, I mean, look, Trump did know Epstein. I know a lot of people say that there was a falling out between the two in, like, the 90s or in, like, the early 2000s and all that. And you saying he likes them young, as in, like, he could have easily been referring to what he thought were, like, 20-year-olds or whatever. That's not necessarily proof of anything. But throughout the course of this, like, Cenk is never going to mention a Bill Clinton affiliation or anything like that. Because the thing is like, Jeffrey Epstein knew almost everybody because when you're that wealthy and well-connected, you know everyone. Like, the idea that, like, Prince Charles or whichever prince, I don't want to say the wrong one, is like some, like, right-winger, conservative American right-winger, doesn't make any sense. Yeah, so he knew people from all over because he was well-connected. And I'm going to be even more controversial and point out that everybody's like, all the elites were in on this or whatever. The overwhelming majority of people that he came into contact with probably didn't know anything about what he was up to. So even if your name is in Epstein's book or whatever, whenever that gets released, which will likely be never, that doesn't mean that you necessarily like, were involved in anything like this. So, you know, people get a little too broad in their conspiracy theories. Also, Bill Clinton flew on his plane like 7 times. So Bill Clinton definitely did.
Donald Trump is a monster who supports pedophiles and groomers.
Well, Donald Trump's his daddy, right? Yeah. He's your daddy, right? Tim Pool, you love your daddy. He's your daddy.
Alpha, are we not clipping the you love your daddy
thing? You love your daddy.
You got to clip that and mix it with that pink piggy goo thing.
Oh my God, pink piggy goo. Saying that after her having not said anything about Cenk being a Armenian genocide denier for how many years, and she didn't say anything about that.
Or Cenk's
so doesn't that make her so Cenk's her daddy? I guess, right? Like, you know, true. My your daddy.
Or Cenk's multiple talks about how he wants to legalize pleasuring animals.
Oh my God! Yeah.
People are pointing out that the Boy Scouts have fallen out of favor with the right wing like 20 years ago and all that. I'm sure.
Slowly it has over the years. It's been less and less.
Daddy can do no wrong. Oh. Daddy acts well. And
Tim Pool, did you say, hey, no. Donald Trump is a monster who supports pedophiles and groomers?
Well, Trump's his daddy, right? Yeah. He's your daddy, right? Tim Pool, you love your daddy. Daddy can do no wrong. Daddy can go ahead and wish Ghislaine Maxwell and whoever he wants well, knowing full well that this woman was standing trial for literally grooming young girls and women to be molested and sexually assaulted and in some cases raped by Jeffrey Epstein. But your daddy is the one who wished Ghislaine Maxwell well. So that.
Anna, you're making me uncomfortable by saying your daddy so many times.
Yeah, it's really strange.
The chat also is very confused on how to feel about Anna saying daddy that many times. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, it is what it is. I call them as I see them, and Anna, priceless as usual.
Well, you didn't say anything. He could do no wrong.
Yeah, obviously, I think this is going to make it into the supercut. I mean, I'm not saying anything. Like, I don't speak for Alf. I mean, but, you know.
Well, I have another one I'm finishing now, and then the next one will probably have this on it.
maybe Anna's just thinking about family, because Thanksgiving's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. That's okay.
Biggest pedophiles in American politics, Dennis Hastert, former Republican Speaker of the House, Mark Foley, another Republican who tried to molest the kids who were interns and pages in Congress, and every step of the way.
There were kids who were minors that were in Congress who were aides to the Congress?
Yeah.
What? Like 8-year-olds and shit? How do 8-year-olds end up as interns for Congress people?
Yeah, I don't understand. Hold on. I got to get that guy's name, the second guy.
Mark Foley, another Republican who tried to molest the kids who were interns and pages in Congress.
Mark Foley?
Mark Foley, who tried to molest the kids who were interns. What kids are interns in Congress? What is he talking about?
Oh, we
that
got,
already
I
sounds
got,
like total crap
up.
To me. That doesn't seem right to me at all already.
Okay, so it says that he, so it says that he, what you call it, he had to resign abruptly, according to the Wikipedia, the most biased and totally not left wing source. Mm-hmm. And it says that he had to resign for sending for improper conduct with 2 16-year-olds. Mm-hmm. Like, so he was sending them explicit messages.
I guess 16. Okay, I guess they can be interns. I guess that's true.
Yeah, I mean, okay, like yeah. You know, you shouldn't do that. Like, he's an old looking guy and all that. But
I mean,
the idea
he dropped
that
out.
Like,
he got kicked out, or what? What'd you say? So then, what's the problem? So then, people did say something about we're right wingers saying, like, "No, let's keep him." Right? Like, I don't think so.
Yeah.
So then, what's the issue, right? Like,
criminal violation
never happens on the left. I mean, obviously it does.
So apparently, he was investigated for messages or contact that he was saying with what you call it, with different teenagers, and mm-hmm. some of this was in 1995 and some of this was in 2005. Now, mm-hmm. it's interesting that Cenk brings up Mark Foley as an example, because to give you the Newsweek headline, it's or their June 7th, 2010 headline, it talks about Foley, who is listed among others as a prominent conservative politician who had a record of anti-gay legislation that was later caught in a gay sex scandal. So one of Cenk's examples is a dude that is gay.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not saying anything, but the guy's a gay, like a closeted gay.
The guy's a gay.
No, I'm just saying it is what it is.
Yeah.
Now I'm gonna go further and say, like, I actually don't think that this guy's a molester. I mean, age 16 is the age of consent in most of the country that we live in right now, mm-hmm. 30 states. I don't think it is in Florida. I think he got away with something because of a statute of limitations. But like, this is not a penis scandal, and it's also a gay. Like, he happens to be a Republican, but he was a gay Republican. Just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Not the best example, Cenk.
No. Not at all.
Every step of the way, all the Republicans circle the wagons. Roy Moore. Oh, our molesters are awesome, they say. Please vote for our molesters and our pedophiles, Republicans say.
Republicans say.
That's an exact quote. You can quote them on that.
Oh, my God. That's exactly what they said. Like,
there should somebody, I feel like that phrase should be popped up next to it with a little dash to say Republicans 2022.
Wow. So you want to know what? Roy Moore was actually mm-hmm. rewarded $8.2 million in a defamation lawsuit when he sued a Democratic super PAC for these allegations, which were specifically about them defaming him about sexual misconduct allegations. So not only was this Roy Moore thing not true, but it was so untrue in the United States of America that he could actually win a defamation case. So Roy Moore was accused. He actually filed a countersuit, and then he won. And by the way, he lost that Senate seat and had his career destroyed, even though this happened. And by the way, the Republicans said that if Roy Moore would have actually won his Senate seat, that they would have used a technique where they didn't swear him in and refused to seat him, causing the Alabama governor to have to appoint a replacement. So the Republicans totally threw this guy under the bus completely, and they lost that Senate seat. And it turns out Roy Moore, as goofy as he is, actually did win his defamation suit to the tune of $8.2 million against the super PAC that was putting out these allegations.
Which are untrue.
So, you know.
Obvious.
There's somebody like typing in the chat that TYT are Jews. Like, are you stupid? Like, Cenk is a former Muslim. Like, his name is Cenk Uygur. He's Turkish. Anna Kasparian is Armenian, former Christian.
I think they're being trollish.
Nah. It's just ridiculous. But yeah, so the Roy Moore thing is like totally wrong. Just so you know.
They're Muslim Jews.
Jesus.
Republicans, you're guilty, okay?
You're guilty. Oh, my God. You're guilty.
Hold on. I got to play this whole thing again.
Yeah,
look cool. How mad he is. Jake, yeah, relax. Your blood pressure. Somebody get him some medication.
Yeah, how long can he? He's getting older. How long can he keep this up before it does him some serious damage? He needs to relax.
I feel like every time he screams, like the gray on his sideburns inches up a little bit, like closer to the top. Oh, okay. He's going to put himself fully gray. Now people are saying I'm Jewish. I'm not Jewish. I'm Irish and Puerto Rican. I come from two Catholic backgrounds, and I'm an atheist.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, got him.
don't believe Sean. His last name's really Fitzgerald Steen. Don't believe him.
Did you know that in Spain, some Jewish people, in order to escape the Inquisition, converted to Christianity, but still held on to their Judaism, and that's where you descend from, Sean. Check me.
I'm Jewish on my Puerto Rican side.
Exactly. All right, I'm gonna replay this again. It's so funny.
Or, oh, our molesters are awesome, they say. Please vote for our molesters and our pedophiles, Republicans say. Okay. Republicans, you're guilty, okay?
He's almost doing the pose for my picture.
He's so close.
It's so close. The finger's a little to the side of him. He's getting close.
What is this? Republicans, you're guilty. Oh, God. It's like a point salute. Jesus, Jank. Come on. Once more with feeling. Can you imagine if Jank, and by the way.
A human catastrophe is closing in. Nobody knows how far this one is going to go. You can feel the heat as tension is rising globally. War is expensive. Open a Noble Gold Investments IRA today, and you can claim a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. Just use the promo code GOLD. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
There was recently an accusation that was leveled against Jank's nephew about him dating somebody who was 17 when he was 24. And Jank's nephew, like, fought back against that and was one of the very few things.
They were also saying she was 16 and then they were saying she was 17. But in the end, she ended up being 19.
She was 19, but like,
he was 24, which is like 5 years apart. That's nothing. Right?
Yeah, but just throwing that out there, like, endangered his nephew's reputation.
Yeah.
That was like 8 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
And now Jank is like doing the same thing.
Yeah, crazy, right?
By the way, all the Republicans circle the wagons. Roy time. Moore. Oh, our molesters are awesome, they say. Please vote for our molesters and our pedophiles. Republicans say. Republicans, you're guilty. Okay? Joe, you don't like it? Does that hurt your feelings? Meanwhile, you call gay people groomers nonstop.
Oh my God.
Republicans are guilty.
Look at his face too. Jesus, Jank. It's like one of his eyes is like bugging out and the other one's like shrinking.
Looks like he's gonna pop a blood vessel in that eye soon.
It's like his eyes are two ends of the same balloon, so when one starts bugging out, the other has to contract. You're guilty. Somebody's quoting Jank in the chat. Oh my God. Jesus.
Man, he really goes off.
Guys, don't put rumors of Jank's nephew in the chat. Like, relax. We're not doing that. Like, I'm making fun of Jank for saying that accusing people of being groomers or whatever is totally wrong while simultaneously doing the same thing in the same sentence. So I can't do that and then have you guys do the same thing, because then we're going to get an infinite loop of hypocrisy and I think the world will actually end. There's also people saying that he's Brown Fabio. I'm aware of the nickname.
Brown Fabio.
Devin's not here.
Or Cenk's nephew. Either one is acceptable.
And you don't care about their feelings. Now they're doing another talking point. All teachers are groomers and pedophiles. Why? Because the teachers union gives money to Democrats. Mm-hmm. So they're trying to destroy the teachers union.
Jank, you unbelievably ridiculous imbecile. You we're talking about how the Catholic Church is a total molester organization. So you are bordering on the all, and people point out in response to that, that study after study, statistic after statistic shows us that public school teachers are more likely, disproportionately more likely, to offend against your children in that way, more so than the church. That doesn't mean all, you fool. That means more likely. On top of that, even more likely than your public school teachers are all of these like unaccountable staff and counselors and all that. These people that just hang around the school that don't really have a lot of supervision and all that, like that actually see your kids in context of doing their job more often in one-on-one scenario. So that's just what it is. So it's not about them giving, I mean, sure, part of it is they give money to Democrats and all that, but it's also about the fact that it's statistically more likely. And this is said in response to you being disingenuous.
Mm-hmm. So well, Joe Rogan does it, Tim Pool does it, every Republican politician does it, and then I'm supposed to care about your goddamned feelings as you encourage people to murder gay people day in and day out? He said it. He talked about how Club Q were groomers after they were massacred.
That's crazy. He throws Joe Rogan in there. Like, Joe Rogan's like the tamest political podcaster in the world.
Yeah, I know. Again, Joe Rogan, super pro-gay and all that. Also, notice that Cenk was about to say the F word, and he had to back out of it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, they've been trying not to curse lately, and every time I've caught them a few times catching themselves.
I'm gonna play that again so you can see him say.
But Rogan does it, Tim Pool does it, every Republican politician does it, and then I'm supposed to care about your goddamned
feelings, G O G.
He looks like he's about to drop a turd.
Your goddamn feelings, Jesus Christ.
Feelings as you encourage people to murder gay people day in and day out. He said it. He talked about how Club Q were groomers after they were massacred.
He cracked on that first after too. He's like,
Again, we're
gosh darn feelings. Aiden Paladin said that is pretty funny.
Again, this is exactly what happened when in many scenarios where Cenk thought it was somebody with an ideology that he was against, and then things started to come out to lead away from that, and Cenk covered the story completely differently. So if it turns out that this guy was a legitimate member of the LGBT community and all that, and he had a personal grievance against the bar, then Cenk will likely never touch the story. But if he does touch it, he'll make the story about guns instead of this. Like, it would just 100% be about guns. Because this is what happened in that, like, San Bernardino situation. Cenk thought it was a white guy, and then it turned out the next day. So he said it was terrorism and all these horrible things. And then the next day, when it came out that it was an Islamic attack, Cenk all of a sudden made the whole situation about guns. So if it's a white person, then it's hateful ideology coming from the right wing. If it's not a white person, if it's a black person, or if it's a Muslim or whatever, then it's about the gun.
You said it was a white guy.
Yeah, exactly. Then it's about the gun, or it's about not covering it at all.
The right wing are monsters. And I'll tell you right now, the number one reason they constantly talk about like pedophilia is because it's going through their heads.
Republicans are monsters. He says that so often. It's like his catchphrase now. It's almost once a week I catch him saying that.
Somebody's like typing in the chat, "Oh, you said it was a straight guy. What happened?"
That would be great if he got a clip of that too.
Oh my God.
Nonstop, they're thinking about kids. I guarantee it. The reason Tim Pool wears a beanie is because he's trying to contain the pedophilia that's in his head.
Oh my God, that's said that earlier, Tim. What are you trying to hide in that beanie?
It's all about the beanie.
Oh God. Beanie boy.
Oh God. Again, remember, the basis of this is that it's very inappropriate to call people who are your political enemies child molesters and groomers, etc. So now Jake has fully came around to this is exactly why the Republicans talk about it.
Constantly talk about pedophilia is because it's going through their heads. Nonstop, they're thinking about kids. I guarantee it. The reason Tim Pool wears a beanie is because he's trying to contain the pedophilia that's in his head. That's why he's always talking about it. He's
Oh, God.
That's insane.
So crazy, man. It's just... What are we going to do with Jank? I mean, come on. Oh, my God.
Seeing it everywhere. Why? Because he's projecting. Oh, Tim, did your feelings get hurt? You call everybody groomers and pedophiles, and you have...
Pedophiles. You call everybody groomers and pedophiles.
No concern, knowing full well there are lunatics who can't wait to murder them in your audience.
In your audience.
No? Oh, you can't say that about me. Oh, I can. I don't know.
This is another perfect like thumbnail image for Jank. Oh, you can't say that about me. Oh my God. But this is the only time that there's a hands up, don't shoot. That actually makes sense.
That makes sense, yeah.
Oh, geez. Jank, what are we going to do with you?
What? Me?
We're going to have to go back a little tiny bit. Because he's doing this weaselly thing where he's going to accuse him. By the way, look at this freeze frame. We're doing this weaselly thing where he's like accusing him. But then he's like going to back out of it for like legal, like plausible deniability. Like that's the goal right here.
Of course.
I'm just saying it's no big deal.
Not me. No, of course. And pedophiles. And you have no concern knowing full well there are lunatics who can't wait to murder them in your audience.
God, Jank, calm down.
Yes.
You can't say that about me.
I think that was anti-Semitic right there, where Jank like put his hands like that.
Yeah. Like they do this all the time. They pretend to answer for the other side, like. They did this with Joe Rogan when Joe Rogan said something and they were like calling Joe Rogan, oh, I'll call you a groomer, Joe. How do you like that? And then they pretend to be Joe Rogan and go, oh, my feelings are hurt. Oh, and it's like, that's not at all how these people act. What are you talking about? Like, you can't answer and talk about the feelings of other people. It doesn't work that way.
So by the way, just look at this freeze frame. It looks like Jank is like covering up the ring of power right now.
Yeah,
like, crash! Yes. Oh my God, Jank is like what would happen to Sam if he got corrupted as much as Gollum. Just look at him, Jesus, Jank! What are you doing?
Please,
you can't say that about me. Oh, I can. I don't know. I don't know that if you are. I do know you show all the signs of it.
Oh, my God.
You show all the signs of it. That's crazy.
I know.
I don't know how they don't get sued to hell. Like, it doesn't make any sense to me.
To be clear, Jank, Tim Pool lives in a compound in the middle of nowhere with no children on the compound. So, like, the whole point of the whole reason why you should be cautious of Catholic priests and teachers and counselors and all these people who have access to your and all these people who have access to your children is because there are some people with bad intent who work to get in positions of trust with your children. Tim does the exact opposite. Like, you could say a lot of things about how weird Tim Pool is, but the thing is, he lives in a compound in the middle of nowhere with too many adults. There's no children there at all. And look how satisfied Jank is.
Yeah, look at his face. I got him.
Meh.
Who can play at that game?
Yeah, I mean, look, and keep going. If you want to, keep going.
Keep going.
Because you'll go after...
Oh, I thought she was telling Jank to keep going. Like, you know, like, keep going, Jank. We could use a lawsuit or something. By the way, I don't know if you know this, and Stephen Michael Davis actually has a great video on this. Alex Jones actually sued the Young Turks for reporting something related to this category. And the Young Turks took down the video from their channel. Now, they say that they won the lawsuit and all that because Alex Jones kept the lawsuit going. But eventually, the reason that they won is because they retracted it upon request of the lawsuit. So they actually did something specifically like this. I believe it was with images related to Alex Jones. Alex Jones had proven that what was actually, or those images were emailed to him and never opened by anybody at his company, like through a forensic audit and all that, because it was turned over for an investigation. And the Young Turks took down the video. So they've actually done this before and backed out of it, just so you guys know.
Medical professionals, doctors, nurses, you'll go after teachers, you'll go after workers, all sorts of groups of people who have no power, and then elections roll around.
Anna brings up workers because I don't know if you guys know this, what we needed in this was more communist garbage. We needed to hear about the workers, the working class. I mean, the issue is a horrible event at a gay bar. And then there's like a side issue of what's going on with these drag shows and kids. But somehow this is an issue of workers, you know, working and workers. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what it is.
Yeah, odd.
Odd choice.
Well, when you're Anna and you only have six thoughts in your head, I mean,
you're competitive.
Mm-hmm. You're like, wow, how did the Republicans underperform so significantly? Could it be that they spend all their time attacking hardworking people in this country? They spend all their time defaming in the worst possible way.
I don't think so. Not to the degree she's saying. She's saying like it was like horrifically like a big underperformance. It wasn't that big. It was close. No.
It depends on how you look at it. So in the midterm elections, Republicans overall won the popular popular vote because, like, obviously there's all these problems with Biden. But in the specific key races, they clearly underperformed. So more people voted Republican than Democrat, overwhelmingly. And part of the reason why is because these culture war issues do matter. People do care about their kids. Mm. They're not insignificant like Anna thinks. Mm-hmm. But part of the reason they underperformed is because they ran really bad candidates in really key spots. You know, like as much as I make fun of Dr. Oz, he was weighed down by Mastriano, the gubernatorial candidate, who was just like ridiculous. And he totally underperformed Oz and he dragged down the ticket.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Oz was a terrible choice as well, though. Like, if you had a better Republican there, you might have taken that, right?
Listen, mods, if you see anybody calling anybody like a groomer or whatever, whether it's Jank, Tim Pool, whoever, put that person in timeout. If they keep doing it, kick them off. I'm not like doing this in the channel. You guys are emboldened, so use your power, abuse it. You are mod gods, and run the show.
Bringing down the hammer.
Is innocent people in this country, because that's their bread and butter, Cenk. So, I mean, the projection point, I think, is a good point because we've seen it play out so many times with so many right-wing public figures. But the other possibility is this is Tim Pool's bread and butter. This is how he makes his money.
That's their bread and butter. I like the projection point, but the other possibility is this is their bread and butter. Right now, I don't know if you guys can hear it. The audio might be a little low. Cenk is salivating because he's like, bread and butter?
Yeah. I'll take that. It's funny, the hypocrisy here in the projection, because it's like, this isn't like Tim Pool. How does Tim Pool do anything different that they do? You know, like.
Yeah, I mean, and you could also do the same thing where you point out about, oh, all these super pro women, feminist like guys end up with all these like sex scandals in the past. I mean, people like Cenk, they have all those blog posts that came off as very sexist and all that. Mm-hmm. You have politicians like Al Franken, Bill Clinton, etc. Somebody's saying Sean signed Tim's NDA. I never worked for Tim Pool and I didn't sign an NDA to go on his show, nor would I.
Nor what is it, was it about anything to do with orgies or anything like that.
True.
And I hear compounds and I think orgies, all right? That's just me.
I just choose not to talk about the orgies.
Yeah. Yeah, there was no NDA for it.
A small faction of rabid right-wing zealots eat up. This is what they want for dinner, and this is what they consume on media.
Anna, nobody wants bread and butter for dinner. I just want you to know your analogy has fallen apart. The phrase you're looking for is red meat. What you're trying to use is red meat. So shame on you, Anna. You're wrong. Fail.
Fail.
And that's what Tim Pool and other goons like him provide.
Isn't it amazing that they...
Wait, goons or club goon?
Club goo. The geese. They go to club geese.
Teachers, doctors, scientists,
sorry,
and the average worker saying their wages are too high.
Mm-hmm.
But they never attack bankers or corporate CEOs.
Not.
I mean, come on. Are you like this dumb? Like, are you like? I know the Young Turks audience, they're like a bunch of 15-year-olds and all that. But the title of Tim Pool's show that came out yesterday involves the Disney CEO. All these people do is attack woke corporations and all that. And the idea that they're attacking doctors randomly or anything like that is just not the case. They attack these like gender specialists or whatever for specific things. I mean, Tim Pool has a bunch of people. He has Luca Rakowski or Radowski. I forget the pronunciation. I'm sorry, Luke, you're a great guy. But he's a huge Federal Reserve kind of guy. Like that's who he is. Like, and the Fed and all that. The bankers are controlling everything. They have Alex Jones on. Alex Jones is like New World Order, banking cartel, and all that. So the idea that they don't attack CEOs or anything like that's ridiculous. The idea that they're like saying that the wages are too high and all that, absurd. Like they're just making stuff up. And as for the scientists, who they're talking about is Fauci. And let's be clear, Fauci has a sketchy track record. And a lot of these people were very much against the forced vaccinations and all the different lockdown stuff that changed over time. And some of it was just enforced, even though we knew it was ineffective and all that. So that's not an attack on, I mean, I guess it's technically an attack on scientists because they would trot out like an idiotic scientist or a scientist that toes the party line in order to enforce it. But it doesn't mean they hate all scientists or anything like that. But to be fair, a bunch of these people are like naturalists, you know, like you can cure like diseases with diet and like crystals or whatever. Like there's a lot of weird people on Tim Pool's compound. Like, I don't
are
know
you saying you can't cure cancer with diet and
don't crystals? Don't joke like that. I could get fans. Okay. only approved medical treatment, not tree roots and crystals, people.
Like, by crystal, I mean strippers named Crystal.
people are flagging it right now.
I was joking, guys. It's a joke. Sarcasm.
Not surprising at all. They work for the bankers and the corporations.
Oh, wow.
They work for the bankers. They work for the corporations. I mean, Tim Pool, say what you want to say about the man. He is independent. He has some sponsors, but he doesn't have a big corporation like the Blaze or whatever overhanging him. I think Tim Pool is like greatest like investor or greatest like business partner, and I'm not even sure if he's in on the TinCast thing, is Bill Ottman, the guy who founded Minds, who's actually a great guy. I actually like Bill Ottman more personally than Tim Pool because like Tim Pool is very guarded. He's very into his work and he doesn't like talk to a lot of people on a personal level, but I got to chat with Bill Ottman. I really liked him. So like, I think that's the guy who's like the most invested or whatever. And that's like a weird free speech, like minds.com, by the way, you can follow me on Minds and all that. Like, you know, he's not some crazy banker or anything. Also look at Jenks freeze frame. It's Alf. Look at him. Look at his face.
I love it. Yeah, it's great. He looks like he's about to break out into song and dance, like some old school show, too. It's like, hello, my baby. Hello. Some tap dancing in the
chair. Oh, my God.
Oh, you guys are such populists because you dress like bums. Wow, you're so populist.
They're making fun of how he dresses. Look at how satisfied Jank is. Look at the smile that is creeping up on his face, making fun of what Tim Pool is wearing.
He loves this.
Oh, hold on. I saw something in the chat. Mm-hmm. Let me see if I could pull it up. Tim is very cool, but he is, as you say, guarded. No, Aiden put something like it's totally understandable. Let me just say that if you're not exactly how I want you to be in every scenario, then no, it's not understandable. This is what we call simping for Tim Pool. Aiden Paladin, guilty of simping for Tim Pool.
What's behind the beanie? Tell us what's under the beanie.
Tim Pool should want to be my friend a lot to the point where I'm like, ew, get away from me. That's how everybody should. But yeah. So just kidding, guys. Relax. But I don't even remember what Cenk just said. He's talking about populism. Like what? Like you could tell that this is all like political jargon and whatnot for them. Like this is like a political battle. So he's like, you're not populist. First of all, there is right-wing populism. And one of the things that right-wing populism actually appeals to is calls to tradition and getting rid of like the degeneracy in society and all that. So if Tim Pool were actually this anti-LGBT person, he would probably be more populist than he is now. Because he would be a right-wing populist. Instead, Tim is kind of like in the middle, like meh, here and there. Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're not populist. All you are is glorified
trash
fluffers of the powerful.
Anna's like trash
fluffers. Oh my god!
Listen, Cenk can't help himself. He's like all this complaining about sexualization or whatever, and he immediately goes for the sexual like adjectives. That's who Cenk is. Also, I'm not saying anything, but you know. Cenk really does run defense for the Democratic Party during election season.
Oh, yeah. After shitting on them for like the rest of the time.
In fact, Cenk is worse because like I backed like Lee Zeldin for governor, right? And I was like, I support him. I'm like, whatever. I don't care if I disagree with him on any of these issues, but I think he's right on this issue, and then I support him. What Cenk does is he attacks the Democrats nonstop, says you have to put in people like Bernie Sanders, and if you don't put up people like Bernie Sanders, it's rigged against them. And then he waits, hoping that the establishment person can lose, so then he could say that he was right. And he ignores the fact that progressives lose overwhelmingly and repeatedly, claiming that that's due to corruption, like Nina Turner, who he backed, you know, both congressional runs with money and giving her a platform. And Cenk also failed in his own congressional race. And then he highlights the one or two progressive wins in elections and pretends like that is representative of the whole country. So Cenk likes to have it both ways. He never stands by his predictions. He'll back up the Democrats during the election season. But when they lose, he'll be like, oh, well, I was right. I told you they weren't popular. Mm-hmm. Notice how he did that for Hillary Clinton, saying that, oh, she was unpopular. That's why she lost to Trump. And then he was saying the same things about Biden, and then Biden won, and Cenk never said, I was dead wrong about Joe Biden's prospects for the presidency.
Huh. Ironically, Tim Pool is on his knees every single day servicing corporate executives. Oh, yeah, everybody hate the little guy, hate the average man. I'm such a populist because I hate gay people and black people and brown people, right? Oh,
where did the Brax come from?
Yeah, that was weird all of a sudden. I love how he's like comparing him to like being a prostitute or something. Like he's servicing and fluffing and it's like, what the
hell? It's all these like anti like gay implications that Tim Pool servicing all these corporations. Like I said, I just told you the one corporation that Tim Pool is working with, and it's like an alternative social media site. And I don't even know the extent of their relationship in terms of Timcast IRL. I just know that he's close and he's done events with Bill Ottman from Minds. Cenk,
I also have to say the way you have it paused right now looks like he's doing some fluffing.
Yeah, Cenk's doing the fluffing. Cenk, though, has taken money from AJ Plus, which is owned by Al Jazeera, which is owned by the state of Qatar. Cenk has taken a million sponsorships. He used to work at MSNBC. He used to work at Current. Cenk is being funded by investments from the Katzenberg Group. Katzenberg is, first of all, what do you call it? It's like a hedge fund, that group. And Katzenberg is the former CEO of Disney. So Cenk is very corporate friendly. He pushes the agenda for censorship. he advocates for banning people, which is what a lot of these companies want to do. And like, it just doesn't fit like for Tim. Like, you could say a lot of things about Tim. You could say that Tim, if you believe this, and this, you know, you could attack people like this if you want to go after their character. You could say that Tim panders overwhelmingly to his audience. Like, if you wanted to say that, that would make more sense than saying that he's corporate funded when he barely has any sponsors and he's funded mostly by his audience. Like, whatever you want to say about Tim, the man's funded by his audience.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
that is true.
You know, and maybe he built up his reputation by like going on Rogan or whatever, but Rogan's not a corporation. Somebody says Katzenberg is the former Disney animator who co-founded DreamWorks. He was not a former CEO of Disney. Oh. I feel like he was, but whatever. I feel like before he went to DreamWorks, he was at Disney.
That's a possibility.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But corporate CEOs, I love you guys. Have I done enough? No, you've never done enough. Get on your knees, Tim. And Joe Rogan, and Crowder, and all of you. Get on your goddamn knees for corporate executives that what? You serve.
When does Joe Rogan get on his knees for anything corporate? What?
Oh, my God.
Weird. Like, weird to lump them all together, too.
Bro.
They do all totally different things.
Come on. Like, what are we talking about here? Like, why is he going for this specifically? Somebody said Katzenberg Group only gave them $20 million. Well, actually, they invested $20 million into their organization. But we got to play this again. Because remember, this is all about like the homophobia of Tim Pool. That was on the Chiron earlier on. Now it's saying, you know, give us money, join, become a member, and all that. But like, Joe Rogan is not a big corporate guy. I mean, Joe Rogan used to work for, you know, for Fear Factor and all that. But like, he did the podcast so that he could be independent. And then he left YouTube for Spotify because they gave him a contract, but it was a favorable contract to him. Like, Joe Rogan doesn't need a major corporation or major corporate backing. Tim Pool doesn't need a major corporation or major corporate backing. Now, Crowder has like an affiliation with The Blaze, and he's been on Fox, and he has like he has more of a history of doing that. But even Crowder is like doing his own thing. Somebody just said, Jank is not homophobic. He's saying, he's saying get on their knees and service your corporate CEOs. I mean, if you're going to say that, that's not a gay implication. He even said, ironically, this is what they do all the time.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you're going to pretend that like he's not implying that, do I think that Jank is actually like homophobic or Jank actually hates the gays? No. But the thing is like, Tim Pool doesn't hate the gays. Tim Pool's not homophobic. Joe Rogan doesn't hate the gays. Joe Rogan's not homophobic.
Not even a little bit.
He's every single day servicing corporate executives. Oh, yeah, everybody hate the little guy. Hate the average.
Oh, I'm going to go back. Again, servicing corporate executives. Mm-hmm. Look! Oh, my God, look at this pause.
That pause is great that you skipped that one. You had before that one was even better. You moved it. That's a good one, too. That one looks like he's squeezing out into
because you dress like bums. Wow, you're so populist, okay? You're not populist.
Because you dress like
all
bums.
All you are is
that's why
glorified trash fluffers.
They dress like bums.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
By the way, so he's...
Think you're populist because you dress like bums? That's great. Freaking hilarious. I mean,
if you're going to say... I like, the person who typed that this wasn't like... this doesn't have any sexual connotations to it. He's talking about them getting on their knees and servicing corporate CEOs and calling them fluffers. Like, you have to know what you have to not know what words mean. And to be fair to Noah, the person who put up that chat, I'm pretty sure he's just joking around. Like, he's being like a contrarian for fun. But yeah, like, this is clearly like Jank trying to insult them by calling them the gay adjacent, which is funny based on what the story is.
Powerful. Ironically, Tim Pool is on his knees every single day servicing corporate executives. Oh, yeah, everybody hate the little guy. Hate the average man. I'm such a populist because I hate gay people and black people and brown people, right? Oh, yeah. But corporate CEOs, I love you guys. Have I done enough? No, you've never done enough. Get on your knees again, Tim. And Joe Rogan and Crowder and all of you. Get on your goddamn knees for corporate executives.
Jesus Christ, Jank. Oh my God. What are we going to do with this man? Get on your knees. Oh my God. Inappropriate. I've never heard anybody talk to anybody like this except for Alf and his girlfriend. I thought that was going to bring Alf back, that joke, but he might have stepped away.
That you serve with this goddamn hatred. Don't look at the real problem in the country. All those guys stealing your money through bribing all of our politicians, Republicans and Democrats. Don't look at that. Just focus on the culture wars and drive the hatred.
Honestly, like this is like brain rot at this point. So we're talking about like whether or not Alf, by the way, this is so close to your thumbnail.
Yeah, it is very close. It's almost there.
Yeah. But so we were talking about Tim Pool maybe inspiring violence. That was like the call for this. And now they're talking about the corporate CEOs taking your money. Yeah, people are saying, remember when Cenk said he would beat Joe Rogan's ass? Like he would beat him.
Yes. That was hilarious. Yeah, right. I'm a fighter. No, what did he say? I'm a brawler. I'm a brawler.
I'm a fighter. I'm way bigger than Joe Rogan. I don't know if you know that. Yeah, Cenk, it's all fat.
Don't look at the real problem.
He was older than Joe Rogan or something. Or Joe Rogan's like 2 years older than him or something.
Yeah.
Like close to his age.
The country. All those guys stealing your money through bribing all of our politicians, Republicans and Democrats. Don't look at that. Just focus on the culture wars and drive.
Oh my God, Alf. So close.
So close. If he could move the camera angle, we would get it.
Your money through bribing all of our politicians, Republicans and Democrats. Don't look at that. Just focus on the culture wars and drive.
Come on. All right, look at this. Let me hide myself and try to do a side by side.
That's not gonna work. Oh. Oh, there it goes. It's close. We got to catch him screaming.
That's amazing, right?
A little
angrier. It's so close to your chosen thumbnail from a different video.
He's saying gender in that one. It's a totally different topic.
Yeah. But I'm saying it's so close to your pose for like, which is from a different video, the one that's in your thumbnail.
I have the hatred because Tim's getting paid, and so are all the other monsters in the right wing.
Monsters,
terrible monsters. Human beings.
All right. When we come back from the break, we've got more.
Oh my God!
There's Jesus, more. That was a powerful rant from Cenk. I mean,
yeah,
that was
crazy. He got really.
People are like, it's the same motion. I know, but the fact that Cenk's like insane, like. Eye and mouth position and him pointing are almost identical. Just shows you like how like muscle memory he's gotten in terms of his meltdowns.
Yeah, that's how you know he's really in a meltdown when he starts making that face and that finger motion. And you're like, oh yeah, he's melting down.
Now, I think we might be done with the meltdown. I don't know if there's anything on the other side of the break, but I'll check.
Or on the Colorado shooting, including
what's under the beanie?
Or who's not in favor?
Beanie boy, that's got to stick around. They got to keep calling him that.
All the time. So tyt.com/release.
I got to say, your voice is trembling right now because of how angry you are at the anti-LGBTQ hatred that we have in this country. And... I'm sorry, I got to put you in a worse mood, I guess.
Remark on how angry you are right now. Yeah, thanks, Anna. Seems odd, right, to say that.
Anna's like going to read some tweets. I want to see the tweets that she's going to read. She has her phone out.
Let me read what Beanie Boy said on his Twitter today.
I've never seen this part of the video at all. I didn't even know it continued. By the way, Cenk looks pissed already when Anna's talking.
Yeah, he does. She said he's going to
can't wait for years. Or, I don't know, some... statement that you make that's misconstrued by the left where they all of a sudden paint you as a right winger who's not in favor of the LGBTQ community, because that's coming.
But that always happens. It doesn't matter.
Always.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you say. Everybody has an agenda, and they're going to push that agenda with nothing but lies.
Oh, my God. They come back, and they're like, did you know that somebody on the left is going to take you out of context in relation to the LGBT community to pretend like you hate the gays? That's what they come back to after Jenks rant.
After all of that.
Does that. Oh, my God. Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Just when you thought irony couldn't get any more irony
ironically.
Gone through that 200 times. Come for me, bro. Come for me.
Okay? Oh, they will.
They will, and I'll deal with it, and I'll beat them back. Right wing, left wing.
Anna's just so rude texting.
The corporate rule, which is the number one problem in America, they all come for us, and we beat them back with your help. All right, look, now we're trying to help other people. I want to tell you about that.
So, give us money.
No, it's like some, like, we want water in, like, a different part of the country. These are, like, the adverts. All right, is that it?
No, there's got to be another tweet. She's going to read them to piss them off. Keep hope alive, man.
Okay, so then they go to the break.
Community mourns.
On TYT, checking out with you guys, mourners.
Well, we are learning more about.
Oh, okay. This seems like it's
just. She's gonna cry.
Excuse me.
Oh, Anna.
Oh, what was going on?
She said she got a tickle in her throat.
What was going on between segments, huh?
Sorry. Fluffing for the corporation.
some servicing, possibly.
Oh my God. Denounce and reject.
Who knows?
Oh, we're learning more about the.
All right, so I mean, I'm not going to make fun of them talking about. Oh my God, look at this pause.
That's great. Their face. She looks stoned, actually.
Tube account was created under his name before he changed it.
Oh, okay, so
I think that's it. That was good, though. Club goo.
Yeah. All right, so they're talking about his YouTube stuff and all that.
YouTube channel, or the YouTube channel was created under his name by the people who had been bullying him.
Oh, okay, so they're talking about the bullying thing. I mean, that's interesting. I'll probably watch that later, but that doesn't seem like it's a part of the whole thing.
Making fun of the meltdown thing.
Somebody said, what happened to my gay buddy, Mike Harlow? He's still doing content and all that, and I would have him on streams when he's available. I just didn't ask him. I asked Alf, because Alf does TYT stuff.
Yeah. Right?
I just want to see Jank.
It's going to be fun to cut up, for sure.
Yeah, let's see if Jank gives us any more rage, or if he's calmed down, and then I'll read the super chats and wrap it up.
Please, Jank, please.
Was he mentally healthy? Of course not, right? Like, everybody knows that. But that's not the only part of the equation.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever the right wing wants you to stop talking about anything hateful that they're doing, supporting assault weapons all across the streets that are getting everybody in America killed, including our kids, or they want to attack the gay community and call them groomers and pedophiles, et cetera, and then get them killed. They'll always go back. It's a mental health. By the way, they will then turn around and vote against measures that would increase funding for mental health.
Let me just note the last.
Okay, he's on his like normal rant. I think I'm good to wrap this. Yeah, but
sounds good.
Yeah, that was some fun stuff. I'll probably do a video where I break it down and actually look into the claims that Jank made, although they're not very substantive. And I figured this would be a nice little treat before Thanksgiving, you know, for you guys out there. I was going to say, everybody remember to go subscribe to Alf's channel. He does the most amazing mashups of all time. It is linked in the top of the description.
Come have fun. I got a new one coming out probably later today.
Very cool. Very. I disturbed his editing for this.
Yeah. Actually, I was working on the outro right when he told me. It's like, all right, take a break from that. I should have it done tonight.
All right. I'm going to go through these supers. Let me make the screen bigger so that way, improve the zoom so I could see better. All right. Let's see. Where are we? Dun, 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 dun. Alf, say words so there's no dead words. Air. Dun. Yeah, perfect.
It's so fun to watch these late guys freak out. Cenk is so predictable too with his freakouts, and he says the same things over and over again.
Yeah.
You know, I stepped away for a second. I came back, and you were talking about how he said the den of vipers.
Yeah.
On the video I'm working on, he says that from like a video, a segment they did last week. And it's like they just repeat the same phrases.
I mean, basically, like Young Turks videos are on autopilot at this point.
Yeah, you know. It's really funny.
Do you think that they're playing into the outrage because they know it gets them like hate clicks?
I think at some point they do. You know, they never like strike channels and stuff like that. Rarely do they like do any, you know, they could, if it bothered them, they really could probably do something about it, you know, on YouTube, but they don't. And I think that helps. That's part of that brings attention to us kind of thing, right?
I do think a reputation for bad copyright, because they are like YouTube based originally. Mm-hmm. I think a reputation for copyright, like fraud and claims and all that, would really hurt them. Mm-hmm. But it is true. Like, I alter the TYT videos like in my edits for fun, not to beat like the algorithm. Like John Oliver, you know, Warner Brothers is notorious for this. Like, I'll alter that so it doesn't get content ID'd, but TYT doesn't content ID.
But in the end, as fans of fair use anyway, it's always fun to play around with clips and stuff.
All right, so let me read some of these. Mace fell out of the window. Good name. says, I'm going to give you an honorary black card for being on CPT. We've determined that is color people time. LOL. Happy Thanksgiving. Thank you, Mace.
Nice.
Quiet Rioter. Tim Pool is right wing. If Tim Pool is right wing, then the Armenian genocide didn't happen. Then again, Cenk. This is Cenk we're talking about.
Yep.
Dermy Wormy for $2 says, the guy was non-binary. I'm aware of that. Sam Valet for GBP. I think that's the British pound. One pound. I don't know why I'm doing the freaking amount. Whatever. Like 179 British. It's pronounced gank. I'm aware of that pronunciation from Devin. Lulu for $5 says Tim Pool was referring to the fact that Club Q was going to host an all-age drag event the day after the shooting. Okay.
That was for the day after, even.
Aaron Milburn for $2 Australian says they banned him for being a pain in the dots, like 4 stars. You didn't even give me a letter to know what curse that is. And it's 4 stars.
A pain in the ear and a pain in the nose. That's probably
pain in the nose. Anna's nose.
And there's a pain in the nose.
Shane Keena says Anna Kasparian is just jealous because Tim Pool. I already read this. Totally not true. Tim Pool does not look better than Anna Kasparian. One is a woman and the other isn't. No offense to Tim Pool. I'm sure if you guys are into that, then, you know, whatever. Like,
if you put a beanie on Anna, you're not going to be able to tell the difference between them.
Steven Sugars for $20 says hi to Sean and Alfie. Good morning from the left coast.
What up?
Smiley Town SF says Colorado, a person identifies as non-binary, uses they them pronouns. I am aware of that. Try Hard 7, isn't this actionable? Can't Tim sue for slander? It depends. Like, slander is hard in the American system, but, you know, and also Cenk gave like very weaselly qualifiers, so, you know, there's that. The Quilava 96 says Roy Moore won his defamation suit, homie. Won $8.2 million from that accusation. That is true. We went over that. Shane Keena, I think Cenk and Alex Jones should meet up at a Motel 6 and get it over with. Okay. Yeah. Also gross. Well,
nowadays with that like AI like face recognition stuff, someone can make one of those.
Someday. The deep fake.
Just don't post that on YouTube.
TYT is looking for attention. They tried to get that the attention of Rogan and now Pool. TYT are a bunch of hypocrite hacks who got sued for racial discrimination and was caught union busting in their own company. I did cover the racial discrimination suit. I don't know if I bought that guy.
Let's not forget also why Cenk got booted out of Justice Democrats too, right?
Yeah, for his old blog posts.
Yeah.
But and like there's like a quote in there. He's like, there's like a sea of boobs, and he has to drink in small cups. So pathetic. Keith Gardeck, Jenks coffee mug is filled with garlic butter, and he stirs in grated Romano cheese like it's sugar. Yeah, I read that earlier. Anonymous Coward, I mean, very brave of you to super chat. It's super obvious. I forgot it. It's super obvious, Joe Rogan, and it's in all caps, so it's meant to be yelled. Mm-hmm. Slept with a trans person. Get over it, Joe. Get over it. Remember when Cenk did that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was getting over it. He's getting nuts on that one.
Sam Valley for, I'm not going to read the British amount. $5, it looks like. I don't know why I'm doing this again. So Cenk is against pedo, whatever. Anyone know his stance on bestiality? Yeah, we've all seen those videos. It's okay if you pleasure the animal.
As long as the horse is of consensual age, it's totally fine.
Mace fell out the window again for $20. Thank you so much. If you don't hit the like button, you'll wake up an engine at Cenk's house. I don't even know. Julian Giragarbiga. I wonder. Maybe nailed it. It's like Gian Grande. I wonder what Cenk's political compass is. I mean, I assume he's the most left, the real left. Meta/S. Cenk is the Dunning-Kruger effect personified. True. Proper horror show for $10 British. Hey, Sean, thanks for shouting out my video on your woke horror hypothesis, which is 100%. Yeah, I actually did like that video. 100% vindicated in every possible way. Gail and Kirby are doomed in Scream 6. Take it easy. Love your work. Yeah, that video was super funny. And just having somebody in like that British accent, make fun of in like a nice way, the way that I talk and like do the memes and all that. Really, really thought it was hilarious. A lot of care went into that video, and I appreciate it. Go subscribe to her channel. It's called Proper Horror Show. Mr. Blank for $5 says, you had me at Tim Pool's homophobia. Rye North for $20 says, the word we need to bring back is burlesque. Drag queen shows are cross-dressing burlesque shows. I wouldn't approve of burlesque shows for that group either. Censorship due to WikiWiki. Okay, so he's saying we should bring back burlesque, but also his super chat, he had to alter it for Susan Wojcicki. Should they just do that? Call them burlesque shows?
That could make sense. In general, right? I mean, I don't know.
So Julian says geniuses don't clean their rooms because I think they were saying that Tim Pool should clean his own room. Yeah. Miguel Zarita says right wing bad, quote, which is in quotes, and then attributes it to TYT. Mr. Scooty says, I'm here for 5 minutes and all I hear is daddy, daddy, wondering if I clicked the wrong video for a second.
Daddy.
There's so many memes in this thing right here. I'm so glad I watched the full thing.
Yeah, you probably should make Club Goo shirts. We need to capitalize on that.
Yeah,
the next big hit.
Giovanni,
we might have to wait.
Giovanni Rochelli says they forgot to mention Club Q is actually an annex of a gay bathhouse, and despite that, they hold drag shows every Sunday. I don't know that to be true, but that's interesting. I guess. Because like gay places were kind of more like underground, that maybe they ended up getting a bar after that. Like you know, like I guess I don't think that just because your business starts out in one way, it's inherently that way forever. Mm-hmm. Like I would think that with like the dating apps like Tinder and the gay Tinder, which is like Grindr, I would think that you know, you don't have to go to those like anonymous places, right, Alf?
No, I don't go to those at all. Never.
I was trying to lure you in and be like, well, you would know.
No. I just go to orgies and compounds and sign NDAs about not doing that.
The NDAs at Tim Pool's compound. UM 536 vids, Gavin Long, the TYT killer. I mean, he didn't kill TYT, but TYT inspired killer. True.
Yeah.
Viking Insane, Junk, Chunk, Right Wingers, Pedos, and Groomers. Oh my. Giovanni Rastrelli. We all know what Jank, who Jank means by the bankers. What's the Dave Chappelle, the they? You know, Jank is very questionable on Jewish stuff. Like, Alf, you saw that thing with Dennis Prager where he kept asking Dennis Prager when he's going to let the Palestinians go.
Yeah, when are you going to let the Palestinians go? Let them go! It's like, what?
There's like a video Dennis, where...
Like, I'm American. What are you talking about?
Exactly. there's like a video where he's debating Anna on Azerbaijan and Armenia because they're in conflict. And Azerbaijan, they're like a different type of Turks, if you guys don't know. And they start arguing back and forth. And Anna's on the side of Armenia. And Jank's like, well, you can't just take their land. You can't just expect them to take it from you. Like you can't keep doing this. He does the same thing to Anna where he's like, you're doing this because, you know, you're Armenian. Like, Jank is very tribal, is what I'm saying.
He definitely is.
Viking Insane, I know what's under Tim's beanie. It's similar to what's under Inspector Gadget's hat. And then Junk Chunk, Jesus, the Jank pronunciations. Chunk delivering a halftime locker room rallying speech at the Pedo Bowl where they're down 18.
Yeah, it's like he tweeted out earlier, and I put out a tweet something like, you know, is this a form of projection? Like, you know, two wrongs don't make a right. Like, you can't just say, oh, our pedos are, you got pedos too, so now you're worse than us. Like, what? No, wait.
All right, so let me see if I can get this. Junk delivering a halftime locker room rallying speech at the Pedo Bowl where they're down by 18, but he believes in his team. Now get out there and show them how hard you came to come this hard. God.
Rough.
Jesus. What are you doing? I'm going to refresh and see if there's any left, and then, you know, we can wrap it up. Under 2 hours, which is honestly, like, you know, what you want with these streams. And now we play the refreshing game. This was really fun, I'm not going to lie.
Let's see. Yeah, that was a good time. Watching Chank freak out is always fun.
All right, and I'm sure that's it. Like, that's a wrap for the Super Chats. Thank you guys so much for joining. Thank you to Alf Benny. Go subscribe to his channel immediately. Top link in the description.
It was a good time.
All right. Any last words, Alf?
Yeah, I'll have a video out later tonight.
Yeah, I was going to have a video out later, so check it out. All right, I'm going to hit the end broadcast. Bye, everyone.
Later. Peace.
Republicans are guilty.